on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Permit Pushers, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Caltex, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and happy weekend to you. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. That's YCCA for short.
There you go.
How are you, Mr. Wingman?
I am just dandy. How are you doing this morning?
So you know what? The weather's been so delightfully hot. Do you think that adults can go to the splash pad? Or would they, like, kick us out?
Well, it just depends on how many of the little ones are there, because they'll definitely get priority.
Those little ones are like soaking up the splash pad.
Smart.
They're smart kids.
Adult splash.
Yes.
Like adult swim.
Thank you, engineer. I want an adult splash. I drive by the one down at the Hilton, and it just so makes me smile to see all those kiddos.
It does.
It makes me want to pull over and go splash.
I bet you if you snuck in there, they probably would let you do that.
I don't know if there's, how would one stealth in and sneak into a kiddo splash pad?
What you do is you just go in and stand under the splash area, and then you kind of look around like, gee, where's my child?
I was going to say, or you could borrow a kid.
Borrow a kid.
I don't know if you have a problem. I think you could take him.
Okay, listeners, those are our guests trying to help me out and sneak me into the splash pad. So, guess where I went last weekend?
I have no idea.
I went to Affordable Home Luxury.
Oh, did you?
See Sherry and Patrick.
You said you were going to go.
Holy moly, Batman. All got to go down there. Incredible.
So, great shop to look through. Huh?
I was down there for maybe an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
But the merchandise and everything, it was phenomenal.
Well, super. Glad
Some
you made
very
it.
Cool stuff. But the little Bebex were not there. Remember the little ducks? The Bebex were not there, so I'll have to make another side trip.
So you came away empty-handed then?
Well, I bought a Roadrunner. He's so very cute. I should have brought him in. But the shop is delightful. Sherry is delightful. The mom-in-law is just cool. So Affordable Home Luxury, everybody, you've got to make a visit.
So if you missed our program on that, you can go on to our YCCA archives and listen to the show.
And Spotify. We're on Spotify, buddy.
Perfect.
We've got it going on. Spotify-ing. Splash padding and Spotifying. So we have a super show this morning. We're going to talk Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo. I think I said that right. Did I mess that up, Miss Kim?
No, you did not.
Shoo, thank you. Because the president of the Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo is our guest.
We better behave then.
And the vice president, Mr. Rex, is here. So shape up, Mike.
Okay, I will try.
So take us to break. When we come back, we are going to do nothing but talk rodeo.
Yeehaw.
Oh, that was very cute.
Okay. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association.
Yeehaw!
There you go. And we're pleased to be airing on Talk of the Quad Cities.
A double yeehaw!
That's KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever-so-valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee or grab that OJ. Get comfy, because we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
I say yeehaw. We're back on air. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. So delighted, so excited, so honored, so thrilled to have Miss Kimberly Lopez, the Prescott Frontier Days president, with us, and her partner in crime, Mr. Rex Hinshaw, the vice president.
They don't look like criminals to me. They look pretty upstanding.
I don't know.
I don't. I think Rex is questionable.
Yeah, yeah. Rex is very questionable.
You're not wearing your glasses, are you?
See? Rex even said he's questionable.
Dust off those contacts.
Okay, so we're going to talk rodeo.
Perfect.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Rex?
You bet.
Wow, okay. So the rodeo starts when, Miss Kim?
It starts on June 30th.
And runs through?
July 6th.
Okay. And is that the number of Prescott Rodeo? You don't call them presentations. What do you call them?
Performances.
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 It started with the P. Okay.
So, yes, but we do on July 5th, which is the Saturday, we have two performances. We have a 1:30 and a 7:30.
Okay, perfect. So how long, for some of our new listeners, has the Prescott Frontier Days World's Oldest Rodeo been rodeoing?
This will be the 138th consecutive rodeo.
Wow. And you've been attending all of them, Rex?
That's what they say at the meetings. They all claim that I was at the 1888.
Okay, perfect.
I don't quite remember it.
And that's okay. We'll give you a pass.
But right. He's been through a lot of the changes.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So have you ever been in a rodeo and ridden a bucking bronc?
Yes.
Seriously? You're a rodeo guy?
Well, when I was younger, when I was in grammar school, I started rodeoing and rodeoed through grammar school and high school and a little bit in college. And then I got hurt and smart at the same time and quit riding bulls and decided to start working on rodeos instead and working with rodeo. But my father roped and was a veterinarian for rodeos as well as an equine veterinarian, he and his twin brother. So I've been raised in the sport.
Okay, so how many belt buckles do you have? Rodeo buckles.
Well, two that I won and,
okay,
and
perfect.
About eight that I've was
collected.
Awarded.
Okay.
Collected, well, that I've awarded for working on committees.
Perfect. Well, you know you can never leave us.
I don't plan on
okay,
it.
Perfect.
Well, eventually at my age, I plan on it, but you know, but not on purpose.
Okay, why do you like being at the rodeo and doing what you do?
Well, my earliest memories of this rodeo, when my father and his twin brother were veterinarians for the rodeo here in Prescott, was when I was about 4 or 5 years old. So I have over 70 years of memories at this rodeo and at this facility. They both worked for the racetracks as well. So I literally was raised in the summer times here in Prescott and at that facility.
Wow.
So it's a deeply rooted a part of my life.
And as Mike would say, he is a plethora. Right, Mike?
Absolutely.
I knew you were.
Of experiences.
I know, of experiences, yes. So, Rex, thrilled to have you with Mike, me, Kimberly, and the engineer this morning to talk rodeo. So, Miss Kim, you are the Prescott Frontier Days World's Oldest Rodeo President.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you fall into that?
Well, like we were talking earlier, I was voted on to the board of directors by the membership. And then during our strategic planning meetings, the 9 individuals voted me in as president.
And you are president for how many years?
You're only president. I mean, every year.
Every year?
You
okay,
have to either you're a new president or it's going to be the same president.
Oh, cool.
So
okay.
You're voted on by the directors.
Okay, wonderful.
So if you're a bad president, you're not going to do it again.
Right, but you are not a bad president.
This is your number two for me.
I know. So good for mm-hmm. you.
That must mean that not only is she doing a good job, that it may be very difficult for her to get out of that position.
Possibly.
Once one is in there doing well.
I don't know. You never know what tomorrow brings.
As they say in the rodeo business.
Yes.
Buckle up, kiddo.
Buckle up.
Okay.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
So when do you guys start planning for the 139th rodeo? Right after July 7th?
August.
Oh, in August. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you take 2 weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Then you're back at it.
Yep.
Do you then strategically plan? Do you talk about what went great and talk about what was not so great to make improvements?
Yep. That is exactly what we do. We get chairman reports. So all of our chairmen that are in charge of areas, they submit those back to the board. We take a look at them and kind of plan off of that and figure out what went right, what went wrong, how can we improve and make it better, and how we can have a better fan experience.
So based on the chairman, it looks like you have about 30 chairmen, men and women, that manage different components of the rodeo?
Roughly, yeah.
That's great.
That's a big job that they have to do.
Absolutely.
We have about 600 people that put this rodeo on, including our volunteers, our members, and our members, our volunteers. And so each chairman has a committee underneath them that they direct, and it's about 600 people it takes to put this
show on. That's a lot.
Yes.
It is.
I didn't know that you had a membership.
We do.
So Mike can join and be a member?
Absolutely. You can too.
How much is that, and what does that do?
The memberships run for a family. I think it's 50. For an individual, I think it's 40.
A year?
Yeah.
What a bargain.
It is. And you get to go to our membership meetings and kind of be involved in what we're planning and what's going on. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun at our membership meetings.
And in those membership meetings, then you get assigned to various committees, so to speak?
You don't get assigned. You kind of get the first pick.
Gotcha.
I mean, you know, you get to talk to the chairman. We introduce the chairman. You kind of get to choose where you want to go.
So for example, if the chairman of the parking, let's say, committee.
Oh, and there is a parking committee. He's right here.
It is.
Well, Mr. Jay Vaughn.
I was just grabbing that one out of the air.
But anyway,
so let's say that he needs 25 people.
Correct.
So does he then say, I need 25 volunteers?
Yes. Or we love to have organizations like the Lions Club, 4-H.
Oh,
we love to have,
perfect.
You bet. We love to have those guys come in, and we do offer them a little bit of a bonus money to be able to come in and help out. Parking is actually extremely important to us because very first experience anybody has. So if there is anybody out there today that needs or wants to know more about parking, please give us a call. We can help you out on that.
Perfect.
Okay, so Mike, here's a committee for you.
I can hardly wait to see.
I'd be worried. I'd be really worried.
Bucking shoots.
Well, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, but you have to test out the animals.
No, you don't.
You have to open the gate.
Oh, you have to open the gate.
And get out of the way.
And get out of the way. Good.
It requires one skill, and that is fleet of foot.
Here's a committee. Okay, I might like this one. Whiskey, women, and wine.
Ooh.
Yes.
So what does that committee do?
You want to take that?
No, you take
it. Okay, so
okay,
Whiskey, Women, and Wine is for our Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund. So we actually raise money and give it back to the Cowboy Fund.
Perfect.
And then that way, if we have a cowboy that gets injured or hurt, then they take care of their medical expenses.
Cool.
So that's actually on Friday, and I do believe we are completely sold out on those. But what it is it's a group of women, and we do whiskey tasting and wine tasting. There's a silent auction and a live auction.
Okay, yep. That's the committee I want.
Yep.
Yeah. The last year, I think they raised $25,000.
Oh, my gosh.
In 3 hours.
In 3 hours.
Amazing.
Yes. So I want to double that if I can.
Very good goal. We have to take a break, listeners. When we come back, we will continue our wonderful conversation with Miss Kimberly Lopez, president of the Prescott Frontier Days, world's oldest rodeo, and Mr. Rex Hinshaw, the vice president of the board. And he's been around for 138 years, he said.
It's still going strong.
Still going strong. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Mike, before we get back into conversation with Ms. Kimberly Lopez, president of the Prescott Frontier Days Oldest Rodeo, and Mr. Rex Hinshaw, vice president, I wanted to share with our listeners, because I'm sure many of them are not aware of this, the governor passed Senate Bill 1182, and what that does, it changes the construction activity work hours, and it allows construction workers to start work at 5 a.m. until 7, and concrete pours can take place at 4 a.m., an hour earlier. But HOAs supersede these hours.
Right. So that out in the county and whatnot, that certainly would be applicable, if, provided there's not an HOA, and in the city if there's not an HOA.
Correct. And in the town of Prescott Valley if you're not in an HOA. And she did this. It goes from May until October every year standard. This is a bill that's on the books until such a point in time that it's changed or removed.
Right. And not that will or will not be followed up here, because mainly that was put into play for the
very hot hours
down in the valley. But certainly if a contractor or a concrete company wants to utilize those hours and they're in an appropriate area where they can do so, then those hours will be applicable.
So what do you think about that?
I don't think that that's going to be utilized nearly as much up here
as
it is in the valley.
Yeah.
But I really feel for those people in the valley, because by 10 o'clock it's extremely, extremely hot down there.
Kind of like up here. That's why I wanted to go to the splash pad. Come on. I want the adult splash.
Well, then maybe you can crash the pad early with these new hours.
Okay, I could sneak in.
There you go.
I wonder if the water comes on if there's a person standing under this splash pad.
I have no idea. I have not invaded
the pad
yet.
There's a lot of questions to ask about this splash pad thing sneaking in.
I think you better find out and give us a report.
Okay, I will. So, Kimberly, you brought in to share with us, and it's just lovely. It's the brand new 2025 Prescott Frontier Days program.
Yes, ma'am.
It's beautiful.
It is.
It's beautiful. It's lovely. I've never seen such a magazine with such wonderful stories. Your sponsors, your advertising, lovely.
Thank you.
Hard work, for sure.
And
most
everyone
definitely.
Entering the fairgrounds that has a ticket to come in will receive one of those.
You can purchase them.
Yes.
They're
$5.
They're $5, and then that includes your day sheet. Or your day sheet, you can just buy that for $1.
What's a day sheet?
The day sheet tells you everybody that's riding that day.
Oh, with the names and times that they come out of Mike's bucking chute?
Yep, absolutely.
Interesting. So there's a lot of work to be done, printing the day sheets, collecting money, making sure everybody's okay.
That's why we have 600 volunteers.
Is that how many you have?
That's about what it takes to put this on.
Wow.
Yeah. So all those chairmen that we were just talking about, that they will have, that
That's
they will
their
make
job.
Up. Yeah,
okay.
They will make up the 600 volunteers.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And I apologize, I misspoke. I'm assuming people will purchase those because there's so much information in there, but you'll have the ability to get that right as you enter.
Absolutely. So.
And Rex, share that there's a collection of these programs every year except, 1947 you said was missing?
I'm not sure about that.
I think it's 46 that's missing in our museum.
Okay. In our museum. So, but Danny Rogers is on the job, and he's searching for that.
Huh.
So you have all the others.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
We do.
Lovely, lovely program, let me tell you. This year, what's the, every year you have a program or a rodeo, what do we want to call it?
The theme.
Thank you.
So this year it's Women in Rodeo.
Okay.
So we are spotlighting all the women in rodeo since
the beginning?
Yeah, since the beginning. Actually, in Prescott, Arizona, in 1889, we had the first woman.
Wow.
Here it is. Female cowboy pony racer's debut.
Yep.
And it goes all the way through 1942. Oh,
no, up to 2021.
21.
Yep.
Okay. Wonderful. So there's a lot of women in rodeo. I would like to be a rodeo queen. Is it too late?
It's way too late. It's way too late.
Maybe next year.
Okay. Thank you, Rex. Thank you.
It's too late for me, Sandy.
Kim, maybe next year.
Yeah, I can't even fathom doing what those girls do.
I can't either.
I've got some bad news for you, though.
What?
If you're the rodeo queen, you cannot enter the arena on the back seat of a T-Bird or Mustang.
No, you have to be on a horse.
Exactly.
Well, that's okay. That's not bad news.
Okay.
I know you could try out to do the grand entry.
On the back seat of a car?
No.
Nope.
On a horse.
You
on
have
a horse?
To unhorse the flag. The flag's in the very
okay,
beginning.
Perfect.
You
we
can
could
always
do that.
Try out and be in the grand entry.
Okay.
Do you know how to ride a horse?
Yes.
Good. You could do that.
I have boots.
Okay.
That is a prerequisite.
What, to have boots?
Oh, yeah.
Or
oh,
to
yeah.
ride a horse?
Well.
Pick.
I even have cinch jeans. I mean, come on.
All right. I love it.
I know. I'm ready to rock and roll. Okay. So do you ever sleep during the rodeo time, you two? Or are you just on go and your light is green from sunup to sunset?
Pretty much. That's what it is.
We get done. We have a board of directors meeting after our performances, and those usually start about 10:30.
At night?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we have slack that starts at about 3. So
a.m.?
No, 3 in, okay. 3 in the afternoon. And then we have the performance at 7:30 on those evenings, most evenings. And at 10:30, we have a board of directors wrap-up meeting. So our day is not done until 11:30 mm-hmm. at night, and then most of the directors are doing something the next morning. So there is very little time.
No grass growing under your boots.
No, there's that's the reason we don't really focus on the next year for a few weeks.
I understand.
We need time to recover.
Yes.
The longest time frame that we have is the Friday night. Because right after our director meeting, we all go home. Or some directors do bring their trailers, and they just go to their trailers
oh,
on
okay,
site.
Okay, cool.
And go home, and we have to be back at 7 a.m. because we have to go to the parade, because we're the head of the parade. And then we have a 1:30 performance, and then we have a 7:30 performance. So that's kind of – and then you have the meeting at night, and then you have Sunday, which is the last performance. So that's kind of the longest stretch that we have.
Amazing. What do you think about that, Mike?
I'm just looking forward to going and attending and reaping the benefits of all their hard work.
So you're going to the rodeo this
Absolutely.
Year?
Absolutely.
You didn't go last year.
I certainly did.
You go every year?
Yes, I try to.
Do you sit in the same seats?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Do you wear a hat, cowboy boots?
I do.
Do you go to the rodeo, Sandy?
I haven't been for many years.
Well, why don't you go this year? You can be my guest.
Oh, thank you, Kim. I'm going to be the grand entry. I want to ride in on a horse. Of course, I can ride in on a horse, she says. Okay, so let's talk about Mr. Jim Dewey Brown. He's your rodeo general manager.
Correct. He facilitates the entire event.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a big job.
It is a very
so
big job.
So he doesn't get to sleep.
No. I'm not sure how he does it.
I'm not sure how he does it, but he not only puts our rodeo on, he's the national commissioner for college rodeo.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he is in charge of all the college rodeos and is traveling quite often with those, as well as being and producing our rodeo. So
usually the month of June, he's gone the first half of June. So we try to wrap up as much as we can before he leaves. And then that way we can kind of just kind of critique some of the stuff that has to happen, and he has very little time between the time he gets back and our rodeo starts.
Well, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk more about this college rodeo gig and Mr. Jim Dewey Brown. So listeners, don't move. Rex, Kimberly, Mike, me, and the engineer will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. And before we get back onto our horse, that was pretty good. What'd you two think about that?
Oh, I'm a guest. I think it's great.
I kind of like that.
I liked the pun.
Thank you. Call YCCA for all your construction needs. If you have problems, we're here for you. 928-778-0040. Lots going on in the construction world for sure. So we were talking about Mr. Jim Dewey Brown being the national commissioner for the college rodeo circuit. So what does that entail?
Oh, my gosh. I don't normally dive into what he does, but he has to coordinate all the colleges and coordinate all the making sure everybody is, like, their grades have to be right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot more detailed. They're a lot more involved. Each one of the, he has all the coaches from all the colleges that he has to deal with, and they all have to stay
up on their rules. A rodeo coach?
That's where we got it. He was a rodeo coach in Socorro, New Mexico.
Okay.
He has a ranch. His family has a ranch in New Mexico, and he was a college coach for rodeo there, and it became very successful there because of him. And so that's where we recruited him from.
So now I know that Prescott, our rodeo facility, we've had other rodeos here, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have high school. We have the college regional finals here.
Junior rodeo. Even younger than high school, junior rodeo. And we have, of course, we have barrel racing that goes on a regular basis here. So we have amateur rodeos as well as professional rodeos here.
Do we open up our city facility for no charge for these other rodeos, or do they pay a small fee to use our facilities?
I believe they do. It depends on what they're asking for.
Okay.
It'll depend on each one.
Okay, perfect.
And we have to provide the we have a nationally known gentleman who takes care of the arena, and we have won awards. He has won awards for the how well he takes care of how groomed our arena is, and so he has to do that for all these other rodeos and shows.
That's like double work.
Yes.
Interesting. So, Mike, what do you think about that?
Sounds like he's a very busy man.
He
but
is.
The good news is that the rodeo grounds, and if you drive by any time during the year, most often, it's certainly not sitting there dormant. It's used quite a bit during the year. So,
when does the stock move in? I just think that's the coolest thing to see all those animals and critters come in.
Oh my gosh, it is my favorite thing to do.
I know.
I love watching the horses come in. And they're like little children. They all have their personalities. They're jumping around, rolling in the dirt.
I like to see the steers come moving in.
Yes.
Oh.
Stock arrives on Friday the 27th.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, Mike, maybe you should be the stock chairman. That would be kind of cool.
Well, I guess I would probably enjoy that, but I'd also enjoy being in the chutes.
Oh, okay. You guys heard it first. You heard it right here on KQNA. Mr. Wingman Mike Enders wants to be on the chute committee.
So we do have a lot of members, not only members, but people on our board of directors at YCCA who are involved in the rodeo.
Oh, heck
you
yeah.
Do.
Yep. I think every business in town has people involved with the rodeo because it's just the greatest thing ever.
It is.
The revenue that the rodeo brings into the city of Prescott,
mm-hmm.
phenomenal.
Absolutely. I believe the hotels, from last I heard, are completely sold out.
Of course they would be.
Yep.
So we're working on some new ones. We've got a new Marriott going in down in Prescott Valley. Thank goodness. Long overdue. Then apartment rentals. So we're doing some good stuff.
I hear Airbnbs are pretty sold out.
Yes.
So it's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. What about, do the same cowboys keep coming back year after year, Rex? Or did we get a new crop?
Well, a lot of the same cowboys
okay.
do. You know, there is a limit to the career of a cowboy, depending on what events that they're in. I would suppose that the rough stock cowboys have a little shorter career because of the type of event, and the team ropers have a longer career and that. But one of the things that we have now is we have breakaway roping, which is a women's event, and it's becoming more and more popular throughout the country. And we elevated their prize money up to equal to the calf roping or calf roping event. We have lots and lots of competitors that are fairly new to the sport or new to our rodeo.
So you said something that I find interesting. You said that you have elevated the prize money. Does the Rodeo Association elevate the prize money, or does our local rodeo do that?
We make the decision.
Mm-hmm. You as the Prescott Rodeo? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We do.
Wow.
We decide how much added money it's called.
Okay.
We add to the purse to get the total purse for
Well, good for you.
So when did the breakaway roping start?
3 years ago?
Here, 3 years ago, I believe.
Okay, I don't know what breakaway roping is.
It is like a single, it's like calf roping. I call it calf roping. That's mm-hmm. the old term for it. It's like calf roping, only there is the rope when the calf is caught and the rope becomes unattached and the calf runs free. But it breaks
away from the saddle
breaks
horn.
Away from the saddle horn. There's a string on there.
So what's the goal
to catch the
calf?
Calf and stop the horse and break the string.
And break the string. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why they call it breakaway roping.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay, so I guess you have to use the same length of rope and the same rope for everybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a challenge to be able to rope a calf on the run like that.
So I'm sure it is.
It's just as there's no difference between the difficulty for the men's or the women's roping from that standpoint. They all have to have that same expertise, shall we say.
Okay, so does the calf come out of the little calf chute first
yep.
and starts galloping down
yep.
the raceway?
Absolutely.
And then the horse and the lady come out.
Correct.
The rider. Yeah.
They have what they call a score. The calf gets a head start.
Oh.
And I'm
thanks,
not sure how much our score is, but it's 12 to 16 feet, I believe. And so the calf gets a head start. And it's the same in the calf roping, the same in the steer roping.
So then the fastest time wins.
Correct.
That's what it boils down to.
You have a barrier that you can't break, so you've got to give that calf an ample time to get out.
I don't think I want to do that. I just think I'd rather go to the splash pad. Listeners, we need to take a break again, and when we come back, we're going to continue our rodeo talk. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, thanks so much for tuning in to our rodeo show this morning. Rex and Kimberly, it's been amazing. Thank you so much. So every year, the rodeo does a collective poster.
Correct.
And what is our poster this year, Rex?
Our poster is honoring women in rodeo.
Okay, perfect.
And the central figure in that poster, it was done, the original artwork was done by Sarah Phippen,
oh,
locally
wonderful.
Here. And it depicts Nancy Shepherd, who was a trick rider and an internationally known trick rider
in the late 40s, 50s. And there's a story about her in our program. So it's her riding on a horse and standing up. And so it has a special. She rode in our rodeo, I think, in 1948, I believe. And so it has special significance for our rodeo on several different levels.
And where can your visitors in the public buy the commemorative rodeo poster?
They can buy them at the rodeo.
Okay.
The foundation will have several areas. I believe you can still get them in the office. They also did come out with a wild rag, which is the same print as the poster. So you can also get a wild rag, which is, I mean, it's very beautiful. Beautiful silk.
Can you order them online?
No.
Okay.
You'll have to buy these. Both the poster and the wild rag this is put on and provided by our foundation, the Prescott Frontier Days Foundation. And that's a 501c3, and they are our giving arm. They give scholarships, and so this is fundraisers for them. And so you have to either buy them at the rodeo or contact somebody through the office with the foundation.
Now, all ticket sales are online and digital, correct?
Correct.
So that's something relatively new.
That is. We started that last year. Unfortunately, we had to part ways with our previous ticketing company, and we went with RodeoTickets.com. And with going with RodeoTickets.com, it helps cut down on the third-party people that are scamming tickets that are out there. And we get to go digital. We get to go do a whole bunch
more
stuff.
That's so cool.
It is.
So all your tickets, Mike, your ticket will show up online on your cell phone with the QR code.
How about that?
Do you already have it?
I don't yet, but I will shortly.
They will come out just before, a few days before rodeo.
Okay.
You'll get an email. So everybody would have gotten a confirmation email that they bought tickets.
Have you gotten that?
The individual that is taking us has gotten
it.
And then they'll get an email with their tickets, and it says in there that they'll get an email with their tickets.
Okay. So your individual should watch out for the QR code.
And if anybody did buy tickets from a third party, I highly recommend that you call in or go in and see the girls in the ticketing office just to verify your tickets.
So then if you're going with a collective group of people and you're a digital QR, you should probably all go together, because if Mike is late coming to the rodeo, how does he get his QR ticket?
I believe they can forward their tickets.
Oh, okay.
To them.
Okay.
Because they're individual tickets. They're not done as a group.
Oh, got it.
Because we ended up getting paper tickets last year.
Okay. So forward me your QR code.
Sandy, I said you could be my guest.
I'll go to the rodeo, do the QR, and you'll be standing outside in the chutes.
Wondering, what happened?
I thought I had a ticket.
Okay. So if anybody has any questions, if they want to be a sponsor, if they want to be, it's too late to be a sponsor, isn't it?
It is too late to be a sponsor.
But they could be a volunteer.
That opens up in late September, so I would say October if you want to be a sponsor.
Perfect.
Go ahead and you can actually email Karen at World's Oldest Rodeo. I think it's actually sponsor at worldsoldestrodeo.com. You can get a packet, see what you want.
Wonderful.
And yes, it is not too late to become a volunteer.
Perfect.
And there are volunteer forms online. So you could fill out a form online or call the office and ask about what areas might be needing more volunteers. And we do need more volunteers.
So, Rex, do you work with the animals at the rodeo? Like if a bull has a runny nose or is running a temperature, do you take care of them and give them vitamins?
We have not vitamins, but they're treated very well.
Okay.
The stock contractors and cowboys, they treat these animals. They are animal athletes, and they are very valuable, and they are very well taken care of. But we have a committee that is called Animal Health, And that is to assist. We always have a veterinarian on site during a rodeo. And we watch all the animals that go into the rodeo. We count all the animals that go into the rodeo. And if there's an animal injured, it is taken and treated immediately by a veterinarian. And so we try to make sure that we take all the care that we can with these animal athletes.
So they're fed leafy greens, I bet, every day, right?
Well, I think they're grained. Yeah, I know that.
Leafy greens and grain.
Yeah. I know
perfect.
That.
Okay, I'm interesting. So is the veterinarian, does he travel with the rodeo, or is he our local vet?
Our local vet. And
oh,
that's how
cool.
It's Prescott Animal Hospital
okay,
is providing
wonderful.
The veterinarians. And from the 50s is when my father and his twin brother worked with Jack Fletcher, who started Prescott Animal Hospital. And that's how my family got involved with this rodeo, through the veterinarians. And our veterinarians, we have a different veterinarian for every performance. And they're all provided and spend, you know, they have to be on site during the performance.
Interesting. So do you have children that you have brought up in the rodeo and they're following in your footsteps?
No, they went on to other things like college and,
okay.
and careers like that rather than rodeo.
Wow. Their loss.
Their loss. Yeah. I do have other veterinarians in the family.
Perfect. Perfect. So, Miss Kim.
Yes, ma'am.
You love what you do. You've been president for 2 years. I say let's go for a third, don't you, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. We'll join.
Because it's running
well. Here's what we do. We join and become a member, and then we can vote.
There you go.
For Kim.
There you go. I do have to run for re-election this year for the director.
We got it
director.
Down.
You
know exactly what to do.
We'll stack the ballot.
Yes, we will step.
No.
Yes.
I'll do it on merit.
That's okay. So you two, it was just fantastic having you with Mike and me this morning. We talked a lot about rodeo. We'll talk when we come back from our short break to end up the show, when the performances are. We'll call them off. So, Mike, go ahead with the first one.
First one's going to be on June 30th, and that's an evening performance starting at 7:30.
Kim, when's the next one?
The next one is going to be July 1st at 7:30 p.m.
Rex?
July 2nd at 7:30 p.m.
And I say July 3rd at 7:30 p.m. When we come back from our break, we will finish calling off the other performances. So don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, welcome back to Hammer Time. We were just calling off all of the rodeo performances. So, Mike, hit the next one, buddy.
The next one's going to be on Friday, July 4th in the evening at 7:30 p.m.
Do you have fireworks?
The fireworks, I'm assuming you'll be able to see them from the rodeo grounds, but they're still done by the city of Prescott.
Oh, okay. Good point.
Yep.
Good
yep.
point. Okay, so after July 4th, Miss Kim, when is the next performance?
That'll be July 5th, and that's a 1:30, so right after the parade.
Okay, so that's on a Saturday.
That is on a Saturday.
Perfect. Okay, Rex.
Well, also on Saturday, on July 5th, we have an evening performance at 7:30.
And I will bring up the rear here with July 6th, the last performance of Prescott Frontier Day's Oldest Rodeo, July 6th, 1:30 p.m.
To wrap up performance.
And that's on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That is. That's and then
correct.
We can go to the splash pad.
Perfect. Got it. Yes.
I'll bring the grandkids. We'll
okay.
fit right in.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And just make an announcement at the rodeo grounds and bring
all those
500
headed
of
to
your
the
closest
splash
friends.
Pad. Load up. We're going to the splash pad. Engineer, yes, you'd like to go to the splash pad?
Well, I would just like to point out that the rodeo's opening act, the Prescott Blue...
Get ready for 8 days of world-class rodeo action.
Very let's, well spoken.
Let's rodeo.
Let's rodeo.
Let's rodeo.
Let's rodeo.
Let's rodeo. So see you at the rodeo.
Have a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down!
Airtime for this program is paid for by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, and they are solely responsible for its content.